Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
All right, we're going to do some thank yous here, and then we're going to do the bets. And like, so the Vikings got first down on a defensive holding. Mike Tomlin took a delay of game and punted because he's a coward. James Pierre picked off Carson Wentz on first down but bobbled the ball going out of bounds. So another break goes the Vikings' way through officiating. After the Jordan Mason fumble on the Vikings' opening drive of the game, went for a touchdown and then got called back. So Minnesota on its own 25 still's got a lot of oh my God. Carson Wentz sacked and the Vikings have no timeouts. Okay, flag on the play. Whoa, what could this possibly be on? Like offside on the Steelers?
Yeah. They got TJ Watt.
Okay. Tyler, Grant, Max, great job. Sean, whatever. Let's drop the dope ass beat and let's get to the best bets. All right, everybody, open the playbook and choose your boost for today's action. Grab BetMGM's Pro Football Boost Pack, and you'll have three ways to boost the odds on your next bet. Activate one of your boost tokens for any pro football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your wager wins. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app, and please gamble responsibly. All right, Vikings first and five. Wentz drops back to pass, complete to Xavier Scott. He is out of bounds at the 40, and the Vikings are like 20 yards away from being in field goal range for Will Reichard. This is a pathetic effort by the Steelers defense here with the Viking. Mike Tomlin just standing on the sidelines, not even expressionless. Loser!
He's got nice sunglasses, though.
Texans, a touchdown favorite at home against the Titans, Femi. Total 39.5.
This is a game that's going to be a pass for me. We talked about it earlier this hour. Texans have been getting bet over the last half hour or so. It was 7 earlier this morning. Now we're at the 7.5 minus 105. I understand why people might want to fade Tennessee because they have the worst ATS team in league history. I'm not going to be the guy that does it with the Houston Texans. I think the numerical edge is on Tennessee. So it's a pass for me. I don't want to bet the Titans, so I'm not betting the game.
That's intentional grounding on Carson Wentz. Like, you have to call that. Nate Herbig pulls him down and Wentz just like flings the ball. That has to be intentional grounding.
Did they call it? Or are they discussing?
I'm not sure. Titans plus 7.5 was a bet for me earlier in the week. I'm going to ride with it against my better judgment. Falcons, a juice 2.5-point home favorite against Marcus Mariota and the Commanders. Total 43.5.
I like the Falcons in this game. Bet this one right as the Jaden Daniels news came out earlier this week. No Daniels, no Terry McLaurin, no Noah Brown, no John Bates. Like, the Commanders are incredibly banged up. We talk about fallen hero spots. That was last week. This is the spot after the spot. I think Atlanta bounces back. They get the job done. Anything under a field goal is a bet on the Falcons.
They did call intentional grounding. So loss of 10 yards and a down. This could be 3rd and 20, right, for the Vikings now. Okay, I think. Anyway, no bet for me on this game.
2nd and 20.
Yeah. 2nd and 20. No bet for me on this game, Commanders and Falcons. Bills, 14.5-point home favorites against the Saints. Total 48.5.
Yeah, for me, I'm going to end up passing it. Like, I thought long and hard during the break whether I wanted to lay the 14. They're just not going to have a whole lot of fun laying those kind of points in the NFL, especially early in the season. Maybe it's a live betting opportunity. I'll have this game on, obviously, in the quad box, but I'm going to pass this game. Nothing on the total. 14 is probably where we should be, but I'll look to live bet it.
All right, so 2nd and 26, pass to TJ Hockenson over the middle. Hockenson dropped at about the 37, Minnesota's 37. Clock is running, so we are at 15, 14, 13, Vikings clock it.
Tick,
third down
tick.
Coming up. Yeah, so there, this honestly, I have money on the Steelers. This would be a miracle if the Vikings were able to even get an attempt off here at a field goal that had any chance of going in with the time left on the clock. Pass for me as well with the Bills and the Saints. Lions, a 10-point home favorite, Femi against the Browns, total 44.5.
With the offensive line injuries for Cleveland, I think this number is just right. No DeJuan Jones, obviously he's on the IR. Jack Conklin out for another game. That's a bad setup going into that raucous environment in Detroit. Detroit as a 10-point favorite just makes a whole lot of sense, so nothing for me with this game.
Nothing for me either. If I had to bet the game, I would actually take the points with the Browns. Here we go, 4th and 13, delay of game on
stop,
Minnesota.
Man.
It's delay of game, so this will be 4th and 18, I believe now, for Minnesota, from their own 30 with no timeouts. Can we just please win this game? Patriots
this is like
laying 5.5
stuff essentially now.
Don't even put that into the universe. Patriots 5.5 at home against the Panthers, total 43.
This is our survivor play for the week. You, me, Tyler, we will be sweating this game. I got it on a solo TV. We'll be watching it. I also like New England with the points, but I laid 4.5 earlier in the week. I still like it at 5 and 5.5. I think this should be closer to a touchdown, to be quite honest. I think Carolina's that bad. I think New England bounces back after a pathetic 5-turnover performance against the Pittsburgh Steelers this past Sunday. So give me New England. I like New England quite a bit.
4th and 18. Wentz drops back to pass. This is the game. Wentz throws it over the middle of the field. It is tipped down. Steelers will win the game. So incomplete pass on 4th down. Steelers will take a knee and win and improve to 3-1. If you had the under, rest in piss. Absolutely brutal beat. It's like, where is he going with that? Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. The hangman coming down from the gallows would have been coming for me. I laid the Patriots also. Let's go Patriots today.
Yes.
Chargers at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
MGM, the number is 6.5, Femi, at the Giants at Jackson Dart. Total is 43.
One of the few 6.5s that's out there. I would not be betting the point spread. I have the New York Giants in the underdog moneyline parlay, so that is my bet on the game. I think the Giants are very live to win this one just because we don't know what we're going to see with Jackson Dart. He could be great, and if that's the case, this is a coin flip game. So I took the Giants on the moneyline. With the point spread, I think you're just throw that out the window. Play the variance, play the Giants or the alts for the Chargers.
I agree with Femi's breakdown there. No bet for me on this game. If I had to bet it, I actually think I'd lay Chargers alternates. Eagles and the Bucks in Tampa. Eagles, a 3.5-point road favorite. The total is 44.
Yeah, I missed the move on this one, and it's kind of kicking me because at 3, this is a bet on Philly. At 3.5, I think that's just right. That's where we sit right now. Not a whole lot of movement with this game throughout this week with the side and the total, so it's a pass for me, but maybe some alive opportunities on the Eagles.
I laid Eagles 3. I think if no one has bet this game, I think I'd honestly still lay 3.5 with Philadelphia. I love this the matchup, the on-field handicap for Eagles against Bucks in this game, but I laid 3, so it's easy for me to say. Eagles as a money line parlay piece, I do not hate. Colts and Rams in Los Angeles, Femi. Rams minus 3.5, total 49.5.
I will be looking for a Rams minus 3 throughout the afternoon. I think we might get it because there's some 3.5 that's even money that's out there. Some sports books only deal at 11 to 10. I think those 3.5 minus 110s for Indianapolis are going to continue to get bet. So I think I'm going to get an opportunity to bet the Rams, but that is what I want in this game. Rams minus 3. Tough spot for Indianapolis across the country against a contender. They haven't seen a contender so far this season. I like Rams quite a bit.
We're on the other side here, but I have different numbers. I bet Colts plus 3.5 on Sunday night. Kenny Moore being out does scare me quite a bit here. I do think I like the over a little bit in this game, but I'm trying to avoid totals. I think it's a high-scoring game. Maybe the Rams win a really close game, but I do like the Colts plus the 3.5. Femi, in the Bay Area, we are down at BetMGM to 3 minus 110. San Francisco minus 3 against Jacksonville, total 45.5.
Talked about this game all week long. I've loved Jacksonville since last Sunday. Bet 4.5. I liked anything over a field goal. Now that we're down to 3, it's just Jags outright. I put the Jaguars in the underdog moneyline parlay, addition to the New York Giants. I like Jacksonville. I think they're very, very live to pull this one off. This movement all week long is something that I agree with. This should never have been that big of a point spread.
Now that we're at 3, I have to decide if I want to lay the Niners or not. This was the number I wanted all week. It's San Fran or nothing for me, honestly. I think I'm going to end up betting the Niners. I haven't bet it yet, but I may end up betting San Fran. It's never Jacksonville here. It's Niners or nothing for me. I bet MGM, Femi. We are still Ravens minus 2.5 at the Chiefs. Total 48.5. We are both simpatico on this one. We both like Kansas City.
Yep, I took some 3 minus 110 and plus 135 on the money line, and this rounds out the underdog money line parlay. I like getting Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, still backs against the wall. A lot of people are counting them out. I like Kansas City to pull off the game. Big spot. They get it done over Harbaugh and Lamar.
Absolutely love it. Give me the Chiefs also. Who do you trust at the end of the game, Lamar or Mahomes? The hope is that the game's close at the end and the Ravens aren't blowing them out. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. Raiders and the Bears in Vegas. Raiders a 1.5-point home favorite, total 48. It's my favorite side bet of the day. Now, I took the Raiders as a dog. I still like the minus 1.5, but pride and poise, commitment to excellence, just cover, baby. Give me the Las Vegas Raiders to beat the Bears. This ain't the slump-busting Cowboys defense today, even though it's not much better. I do like the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed this one. I wish I had bet it like you did, like when the Raiders were a dog. Right now, I think the market's probably just right. If anything, it would be the Raiders in the game. It's never Chicago. I don't like these teams that are coming off playing the Cowboys. They're probably a little bit overvalued because we all know the Dallas defense is terrible.
So Raiders and Packers, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football to wrap it up. Micah Parsons and company, 6.5-point road favorites at Big D. No CeeDee Lamb. Total 46.5.
I tend to think this market's just right. The Packers' offensive line injuries, obviously that's not great going into a road game in primetime. But I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys' offensive line. Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, both those guys on the interior are out. Where does Micah Parsons like to rush? In addition to the edge, he likes to also rush over the interior. I don't think this is going to end well. I understand why people like the under as well. I'm passing the game. I'll be rooting for the Cowboys because I'm a fan, but I don't think it's going to be a fun experience tonight.
I wanted Femi to bet the Cowboys early in the week, like on Sunday night, I wanted to bet Dallas. But now with Lamb and two offensive linemen out, I can't get there. And for me, it's actually, I think the number's like a little big, like maybe 6 should be right. Mm-hmm. But with the way Matt LaFleur dials up these explosive plays, and I know it didn't happen last week against Cleveland, but the Browns' defense is really good, obviously.
Yeah, it's like the Grand Canyon.
The Packers might boat race them. This is actually Packers or nothing for me. I think I'm going to pass the game, but if I had to, I'll have the Packers in some money line parlays. I would be shocked if the Cowboys won outright. But I think, Femi, I will pass this game. So pass for me.
And also, and if you want something fun to sweat, We talked about it on Wednesday during the week during You Better You Bet. Jordan Love to win the MVP. Think about how we've been talking about this Cowboys defense. Russell Wilson went off. Caleb Williams went off. Why can't Jordan Love do the same in perfect conditions in AT&T Stadium? So you want to add something to your MVP portfolio? Jordan Love seems like a pretty good bet.
Can I be honest here? So my last two NFL side bets were Lions on Monday night. I didn't bet Cardinal Seahawks on Thursday, but hit the Harrison prop and just had the Steelers.
Is he back?
I don't know if I want to say that yet, but just like the fact that that one didn't go awry like some of the others have at the end of the game, I'm happy. Like, dude, betting the NFL where you scratch and claw to cover +2.5 against a backup quarterback missing 3 offensive linemen when you're up by a million. Amazing. Femi and I will be back on You Better You Bet coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it today, Week 4 NFL Sunday. Thanks for Femi filling in for Sam Paniatovic.
You've been listening to You Better You Bet. If you missed any of the shows, listen back anytime on the new and improved Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.